Hello, Jason Om with the latest headlines from ABC News. Federal Labor says the entire leadership of the National Party is now facing disqualification due to dual citizenship issues. Deputy Nationals leader Fiona Nash has revealed she may be a British citizen by descent and will be referred to the High Court. The Attorney General George Brandis has condemned Pauline Hanson after the One Nation leader arrived in question time wearing a burqa. Senator Hanson has previously warned Australia is at risk of being swamped by Muslims and has called for a ban on burqas. Police will continue their search for missing woman Tanya Ebert, suspected to have been murdered by her husband, who later took his own life at the family property in South Australia's mid-north. Ms Ebert was last seen on August 8th, north of Adelaide. Police say they're holding out slim hope that she will be found alive. And Telstra has announced a new dividend policy, which will reduce a traditionally strong payout to investors. It comes as the telecommunications giant reported its full-year net profit had slumped by almost a third to $3.9 billion. Telstra's CEO says the dividend changes will bring the company in line with its global peers. Those are the latest headlines from ABC News.